Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
I thought about all the words of Scripture that we read tonight. I'm reminded of a child's giggles on Christmas morning. It brings such happiness to us when we hear a child giggling. It's infectious. Mom and dad and grandmas and grandpas catch it themselves, and it overflows. It's more than happiness. It's just joyous. For a moment, everything is right with the world when we sit with a child and listen to them giggle. It feels right all the way down to our toes. For me, joy gets kind of stuck between my chest and my throat. I just feel this overwhelming feeling in my chest, in my heart. And joy transcends. Once found, we want it back. We know how that feels. No matter how distant, there is a taste, a residue that never leaves us entirely. It lodges in our memories. It lodges in our very souls. I believe that we are haunted by joy. Haunted because the memory of joy is the reminder that we were made for something more, something extraordinary. St. Augustine famously said, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee." That kind of rest is the essence of true joy. It's not lethargy or laziness. It's true delight in the God who loves us enough to become one of us, to suffer with us on our behalf, to redeem us in spite of ourselves. 6 days God created heavens and earth, and seventh day God rested. I want to talk about this rest for a moment. The rest is not necessarily resting or sleeping kind of rest. It's a rest of the soul. Taking time away to worship God, to give God thanks, to marvel at God's presence in the beauty of creation, in the singing of a hymn, praising God, prayer, and tuning out everything else, even if it's just for an hour. This is the rest that God speaks of. This is the rest of our souls. I know that for many, during Advent season and Christmas season, does not bring a song to our hearts. We don't necessarily want to sing joy to the world. Instead, it whispers the mournful tune of loss. Heaven and nature do not sing. The wonders of his love cannot be seen. And certainly there is no repeating joyous sound. And it was that way in Israel's history as well. A history that was not all sunshine and roses. People suffered. God's people had seen as much defeat as victory. But God is still God. God knows we need spiritual rest, especially when we mourn. Psalm 121 that Pastor Sean just read, the psalmist knew the truth. God saved his people in the past. He remains the king on the throne now, and he will come to judge the earth in righteousness. He will come and be our comforter. This is the reason for our joy. Our joy is not based on what happens around us. nor is it something that we create. It comes from God, the God who is for us, the God who is not content to watch us from a distance, but who comes to us. And many of us have lost that joy. I understand that. Once was ours, and then we seem to have lost it when we lose a loved one or something that's deeply meaningful to us. Perhaps your focus has slipped and at this time, and you've lost sight of what God has done for you. Maybe you have not lost your joy, but you know someone who has lost their joy. I know how easy it is to lose my joy. I don't have to look very far to see a world that's desperately crying for peace, longing for love, a world needing comfort and joy. And yet, after Jesus rose, he stood among them, and we read just now, he said, "Peace be with you." And he showed his hands, the scars in his hands and feet, to a stunned group of disciples, followers, drowning in sorrow and fear. So easy to get swallowed up in our sorrow. And then we read something interesting. They saw the Lord. Suddenly, joy came to them and their spiritual eyes, physical eyes, were opened. And they saw the truth that death does not have the final word. And so Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." All that they had been through has a purpose, a new purpose. At that moment, they made a different choice to not let their pain and sorrow be wasted. At that moment, they rejoiced with gratitude that he lives. And friends, he lives in us as well. Painful losses can shift us, and it's up to us how we process that pain. I always say, if it doesn't prosper me, it will stay with me. For me, pain is a teacher. Pain has become a teacher. It has become a faith builder, or it can do that, or it can be keep us perpetually suffering. When pain becomes a teacher, we are able to help others. We realize that it's not the end. I've had many losses in my life. Each one of them, well, I would say most of them, has become a teacher for me, or I couldn't be standing here in front of you tonight. Each one has enabled me to help someone who has been through the same kind of loss. Regardless of what your situation is, now is the time to remember the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Spend time with God. Let worship and gratitude reset your focus. And let this time during Advent and Christmas remind you of the extraordinary who shows up as a tiny baby, both human and divine, and who filled his mother with great joy, and who continues to fill us with joy. You see, there's nothing ordinary in life. Our faith keeps us grounded, and that's extraordinary. This is our gift. This is our joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.